Our first lesson tonight, we're looking at Acts 16. And in this account, we're going to see a bunch of conversions. Okay, so we get two right off the bat in this opening reading. And then the reading that Pastor Kelly is going to do in a little bit here is going to have another conversion of a jailer in this Roman city called Philippi. And the first two conversions that we see here is one is a woman named Lydia, who's got her own clothing business. She is a dealer in purple linen, we're told. And purple linen was like this special cloth that the royalty and the nobility. So she's got her own business. She's got her own house that the early church in Philippi is going to gather in. She's very entrepreneurial and successful, but there is one really important thing missing in her life, which is Jesus Christ. Interestingly, another woman that we meet in this text is completely different in some ways. She is actually demon-possessed, and we're told she's a demon-possessed slave girl that has the ability to see the future. And other people, there are, frankly, there's men in her life who are profiting off of her particular gifts and skill set. And what she needs, just like the wealthy, successful businesswoman needed, she also needs Jesus Christ to break the chains of kind of demonic influence in her life. It's amazing what I want you to talk about in your small groups this week. I want you to see how the conversion is the same. It's always the good news of a resurrected Lord and Savior, but it meets people in very different walks of life. That's how flexible the gospel of Jesus Christ is. So we read from Acts 16, beginning with verse 11. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day we went on to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia. She was a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's gospel message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us, this is Dr. Luke writing the book of Acts. He's saying us. She invited all of us into her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. She kept this up for many days. And finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. And at that moment, the spirit left her. When her owners realized that her hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, these men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. And after they had been severely flogged, Paul and Silas were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet with stocks. This is God's word.
Our sermon text picks up where our first lesson left off, Acts 16, verses 25 through 40. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for the lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought the men to his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. When it was daylight, the magistrates sent their officers to the jailer with the order, "Release those men." The jailer told Paul, "The magistrates have ordered that you and Silas be released. Now you can leave. Go in peace." But Paul said to the officers, "They beat us publicly without a trial, even though we are Roman citizens, and threw us into prison. And now, do they want to get rid of us quietly? No. Let them come themselves and escort us out." The officers reported this to the magistrates, and when they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were alarmed. They came to appease them and escorted them from the prison, requested them to leave the city. After Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house, where they met the brothers and sisters and encouraged them. Then they left. This is the word of the Lord. Now, in the book of Acts, we study and learn about the early Christian church, and it is the ministry of Jesus continued through his Holy Spirit after he ascends into heaven. By studying this book, we not only learn the important history of the church, but we also receive a focus on what our mission can be as a congregation and individual disciples. Today we read about three unique conversions that shows that the Holy Spirit is always at work. The Holy Spirit works in every language, in every nation. The Holy Spirit works at different stages in our life. It works with different personalities and different people. This is the power of the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, which is always at work. Our first conversion is a businesswoman from Philippi, which is the leading district in Macedonia. When Paul, Silas, and Dr. Luke were looking for a place to pray, they came across some women already gathered. In this group was a lady named Lydia, who was a purple cloth dealer. Now, this should tell us all that Lydia was a baller shot caller. She was a dealer in purple cloth, which means her clientele was royalty. Now, we normally don't hear scripture describe women's roles as being successful and wealthy, but we do hear. Scripture also tells us in Acts that women were vital components in building the early Christian church. So this should share with us that we have to be able to work through our gender differences, our background differences, and our social differences in order to accomplish what is needed, which is the spreading of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By combining all our gifts with the power of the Holy Spirit, the church will be built up and have a more effective influence. Now, being that Lydia was so successful, knowing what I know now about women who are successful, it may not have been an easy road for Lydia. Also knowing in dealing with business, you're not always dealing with Christians. She's dealing with kings, people with power, and she's surrounded by money, temptation. And in all that, scripture tells us that Lydia is a worshiper of God. The Holy Spirit opened her heart, and her and her household confessed their faith and got baptized. This is the power of the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, which is always at work. The second unique conversion is with a possessed slave girl. So first, Paul and Silas was looking for a place to pray. Now they are going to a place to pray, and they meet a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. So she earned a great deal of money for her slave owners by fortune teller. But we see that the Holy Spirit is always working. God always puts us in the right place at the right time. Sometimes God leads us to places and we will feel uncomfortable. Sometimes God is going to lead us to places when we might be annoyed. But if you are being led by the Holy Spirit, you are being led to the right place, despite how you may feel. Now, if you all have siblings, you might know what it's like to feel annoyed. If you all have children, you might know what it's like to feel annoyed. If you have a wife who likes to tell you what to do all the time, husbands, you know what it's like to be happily married. We have two ladies here. One is going down the wrong path. The other, a worshiper of God, powered by the Holy Spirit. One is trying to fit into a world that she is not from. The other, a worshiper of God, by the consistent work of the Holy Spirit. What the slave girl is missing is God's love, God's direction, and God's peace. When we think we are missing something, then we go out searching. Then we fill the void with idols, maybe a sense of belonging, or temporary security. Thankfully, the Holy Spirit works at different stages of our life, and it is always working. We see the power of the Holy Spirit when a slave girl starts to follow Paul and Silas. Scripture tells us that every time a demonic spirit meets the most powerful Holy Spirit, real recognizes real. And you either going to be for God or against God. So all the time, the demonic spirit changes its tone. And once the slave girl encountered Paul and Silas, she began to follow them, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." And she kept this up for days. We also see how the Spirit is always working because it brought Paul and the slave girl to where they both needed to be at the right time. And after Paul had showed patience for a few days, he became annoyed. And in the name of Jesus, he was able to rid the demonic spirit just like that. And that was a testimony to the power of the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit, which is always at work, and the slave girl who was bonded now became free. Which brings us to our third conversion, our sermon text, the jailer. So after the slave owners knew that their money train was about to run dry, they seized Paul and Silas, brought them together, and beat them. And when I read scripture, every time that Paul is beaten, He's always beaten severely. After being beaten severely, he was brought to prison where he met this jailer. And the jailer could see how bad it was for Paul and Silas. But what was probably mind-blowing and shocking to him is that night, Paul and Silas were praying and praising God. Now, the jailer valued his power. When Paul and Silas was placed in his custody, he knew that this was a big deal. So he put Paul and Silas in the center, and he put shackles on them. He thought because he had power, he was free. But he wasn't. Because after the earthquake and the cell doors swung open and the shackles came off, the jailer immediately grabbed his sword. He found his identity, which he thought was power, was his freedom. But he wasn't free. But when we find our identity in anything else but Christ, when that's gone, we lose our value. And right away, when he thought his power was gone, he grabbed his sword. But the Holy Spirit is always working. And the Apostle Paul said, wait, wait. We're still here. See, they knew that they were already free. Even though they was in a cell, even though they had shackles on, they didn't need to go anywhere. Because they know their freedom comes from our Savior, Jesus Christ. How do you respond to adversity? Are you praising the Lord even when things are going bad? Let us please consider the amazing opportunity in the ways we respond to suffering. The two things that stood out in this text was the joyful worship in the midst of suffering and the refusal to seize an opportunity for self-preservation. Don't be bonded. Be transformed. Know that you are free because the Holy Spirit is always at work. Money, power, prejudices, not seeing the value in all God's children, thinking that the gospel is not for everyone, these things have the power to create chains. Sin enslaves us. It entices and then traps us in a horrible state of estrangement from God. The good news is Christ came to justify us, to reverse the effects of sin and make us right with God. The Holy Spirit is powerful and it is always at work. Last week we learned the power of prayer and the power of the Holy Church. Now see the power of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Hine made a couple of great points in his message last week. There were more than a couple great points. There were several great points. I just picked out two. The miraculous and practical way that God works in our lives and the balance between God's miraculous powers and our faithful action. Do not be inactive while the Holy Spirit is always working. Which leads me to a question I have to close. How are you using God's Spirit to share the gospel and glorify Him? We know that the Holy Spirit is always working. God never takes a day off, protecting you, looking out for you. He caters to us and our different personalities. We can trust God, and we know that we have a God that's going to open our hearts, send His Spirit, send His Word, and put us exactly where we need to be. Jesus went through the unimaginable lengths to save us. And I know His Holy Spirit would do the same thing to advocate for us. When you should complain, worship. When you have an opportunity to preserve or advance your own interests, consider the interests of the lost people around you. We should be shocking the world by the way we live, to the point they come up to us and they ask us, how can I be saved? And when they ask, we can reply, Jesus died for your sins. Believe in Jesus Christ and you will be saved. By our talents given to us by God, by our patience given to us by God, by our wisdom given to us by God, we should be glorifying Him in every way. God's Holy Spirit, a powerful spirit, is waiting and wanting to advocate for you, waiting and wanting to change you, waiting and wanting to guide you, waiting and wanting you to know that He loves you and you are free in Him. Be led and loved by God's powerful Holy Spirit. Amen.
This message was a production of St. Marcus Lutheran Church. For similar content, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or our YouTube channel. For more information about how to support our urban gospel ministry in Milwaukee, please visit stmarcus.org.